with a look at Radio Cayman's local sports. I'm Dion Anglin. Seven of Cayman's finest natural bodybuilders made their mark on the world stage this past weekend, delivering powerhouse performances at one of the sport's most prestigious international events. Leading the charge was Akila Whitaker, who clinched the Pro Wellness World title in her very first overseas outing, adding a fourth Pro Crown to her growing legacy. Meanwhile, Nico Campbell brought home gold in the overall amateur bodybuilding division, making him Cayman's second world champion of the weekend. Coach and promoter Dale Davis joined Radio Cayman Sports Extra to reflect on the team's success.
It doesn't just establish Cayman, because we've been established, but it cements the reputation that Cayman has at this level. Because if you go back to 2023, we went to Australia and did the same thing. Robert won the men's pro bodybuilding title.
Yes.
Felicia won the women's bikini amateur world title as well. So every year we go, typically overseas, we'll send two athletes, and you know they'll come back with accolades. So I'm proud of these guys. You know, in the 6 years we've been doing this, this is four world titles that Cayman has now.
With two world titles and a string of top five finishes across multiple categories, Team Cayman left no doubt they belong among the best.
It's extraordinary, and everyone there recognizes that. So everyone on the team placed, there were seven of us, and everyone placed no lower than third, right?
Right.
You know, we had Michael Henry, who also won the men's lightweight bodybuilding class. We had Tracy Bernal, he got second in the men's heavyweight and men's masters. We had Jenna Quinlan. Gemma Quinlan, she got second in bikini short. And we had Kira Campbell, she got second in women's bikini tall as well. So, and then we had Gloria Ebanks, she got third in pro athletics. So all the athletes did exceptionally well.
So, what's next?
2027, we are going to bring the world title back to Cayman, the World Championship.
Nice.
It's going to be hosting Cayman again. And we're hoping that that marks the beginning of a much broader event that I mentioned before, having that multi-day event. It won't be for 2027. It may be. We'll see. But it's really just to grow this so that we can have athletes come into the program from teens, take them all the way through. We can bring in older athletes, people, you know, 50 plus, and have a set of senior athletes go as well.
Yes.
Because you have competitors that compete in their 70s at this level.
Yes, exactly.
So we really want to broaden the scope in who we reach.
In other local sports, seven young athletes from Cayman Brac will represent the Cayman Islands this weekend as part of the under-16 netball development team heading to Jamaica for a three-day tour. Their full inclusion marks a milestone for Brac netball and a significant step towards greater national integration in youth sport. Head coach Brian Green tells Radio Cayman the tour is designed to build confidence and competitiveness at the youth level, and the Brac athletes are central to that mission.
From Cayman Brac, we have seven girls who travel. Usually at the initial stage, every other week, but for the last month, they travel every Saturday to join the training. And then they'll complete the other part of the training during the week on Cayman Brac. So I go over every Saturday, and we, you know, we have that general training.
And what is that addition with Brac players? What does that mean for the team's development? And how have they integrated onto the squad ahead of this tour?
Well, I can say the camaraderie and the team chemistry has been building, because we're talking the Cayman Islands. So it's not Cayman Brac versus Grand Cayman. It's the entire Cayman Islands. It's one team. So, you know, they have been integrating well. The skill levels are basically matched the same. So when we shall put our strongest team out, say by the time GDPR here comes around, it is hope that Cayman Brac players will also be a part of.
The team departs Owen Roberts International Airport tomorrow morning and will return on Sunday. And now, CIGTV's LaVita Thompson will take us out of tonight's sports with some flag football news.
The Cayman Islands men's and women's national flag football teams competed in the Panama City Bowl 2025 earlier this month, marking Cayman's first official international tournament under IFAF rules. Both 12-player squads earned wins during pool play before playoff exits, competing against 11 men's teams and 10 women's teams from around the world. The tournament provided valuable experience as Cayman adapts to the 5-on-5 Olympic format ahead of flag football's debut at the 2028 Olympic Games. With over 20 years of flag football tradition, Cayman continues building its international program in one of the world's fastest growing sports.
That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for tonight. I'm Dion Anglin.